We're live. I'd like to welcome you back to New Haven. Between the second game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Seahawk Eagles. Just underway. First quarter, 4 minutes, 44 seconds. We got a score of 4-2. New Seahawk on top, early going. And Sandpoint is bringing the ball down the court. Number 5, Nicole Gunderson. Back to number 34, Danteza. Danteza throws up a shot, and that is good, and that will tie the game. First period, 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. New Seahawk coming out with the ball. And that is number 21, Margie Walcott. To number 5, Letitia Walcott. New Stu setting up, and there's a steal by Sandpoint, and that is Justina. She sets up, draws a pass over, turnover. New Stu down court, wide open layup, man, it's good. 2 points for Tamara Christopher. 6-4, New Seahawk up by 2 against Sandpoint. Early going, 3:51 left to go in the first period. Danteza over to number 5, Nicole Gunderson. Corner, three-pointer shot by Justina is no good. Rebound, New Seahawk. And New Seahawk with an air ball as she gets the rebound. She sets up the offense for her team. That's Margie Walcott over Letitia Walcott. Letitia Walcott over inside, thrown away, tapped away. And we'll go to Sandpoint. I'd like to welcome you, those listening in to... Listening in from King Cove and Sandpoint. Early going, 6-4, 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the first period. We got Sandpoint with the ball, inside thrown away, turnover. Here comes Margie Walcott dribbling the ball, right side of the court. And that is Letitia Walcott with the shot up, no good, off the rim. Rebound, Justina, and she throws it up to... Back to Justina. She fakes one way, dribbles inside, shot up, and bounces around, tapped out. Rebound Sandpoint as they go inside again to number 5, and that is good. Number 5, Nicole Gunderson. 6-6, 2 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the first period. Game 2 of the girls' regional basketball tournament. As New Stu goes inside, shot up is no good, off the rim. Here comes Sandpoint, rebound by Justina. And there's a three-point shot up and no good, off the rim. And here comes New Stu with the full court break. And she brings it out, sets up the offense. And Margie Walcott over to... Letitia Walcott, shot up and no good. And here comes Sandpoint, Justina. And she sets up the offense for Sandpoint. And she goes inside, wide open to number 5. Up, no good. Rebound, New Seahawk. And they bring it down the court, top of the key. As they set up the offense. Dribbles right, fakes up, dribbles left, that's Marcy Walcott. And that's back to Marcy Walcott, shoots up a three-pointer, that's long. Rebound Sandpoint, and there's a foul on Margie Walcott. 51 seconds left to go in the first period, 6-6. That's Margie Walcott's first personal. New Seahawk, fourth team foul. 50 seconds left to go in the game. First quarter, as Sandpoint sets up the offense. Justina inside to tip ball, and there's a jump ball. And it belongs to New Seahawk. 6-6 early going, 38 seconds left in the first period, as New Seahawk has possession. as Marcy Walcott brings the ball down the court. She calls the play. Right side of the court. Fakes the shot up. Hands it off to Marcia Walcott. Ball is tipped. She controls it. To Brittany Winhola. And back to you. There's a lot of dribbling going on. There's 5 seconds left to go in the game. And first corner shot is up for Neustu. No good. Rebound, Van Bosch. And that is it for the first quarter, as New Steelhawk has a score of 6. Sandpoint has a score of 6. Tie game on to the second quarter. And we'd like to welcome those listening in from Sandpoint, King Cove, and the surrounding villages to the Girls Regional Aleutian Chain Conference Tournament. The winner of tomorrow's championship game will represent the Girls 1A at the state tournament in Anchorage. And following is a second-place game, and the winner of that game will also represent the Aleutian Chain Conference in Anchorage next week. So a lot on the line. This game, the winner of this game will go on to tomorrow's game and play the loser of tomorrow's championship game. And the winner of that game will represent second place and the second bid to state. We're just about to begin the second period. Breaks the huddle. Sandpoint Lady Eagles break the huddle. And it is Sandpoint basketball. And Sandpoint inbounds. They take the ball inside out to Justina. She thinks about it and then passes the ball off. Bounce kick ball. Stays here. Sandpoint basketball. And they call a play. And there's Sandpoint throwing it up on top of the key. Wide open corner. Justina open. Three-pointer. That is good. Justina for a three-pointer. Now the score is 9-6. Sandpoint on top. And here comes Margie Walcott with the basketball for New Steelhawk. She dribbles right. Right baseline. Shot is up. And it is good. 9-8. Sandpoint with the one-point lead. Here comes Justina. She dribbles, bounce pass. What a pass. Cross-court over to another shot at a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, New Steelhawk. And then she throws that one way to Justina for Sandpoint. Here comes Justina. Full-handed steam inside. Ball inside. No good. Pass up and a foul on number 5 for New Steelhawk. That is Nicole Gunderson, shooting 2. First one up, no good. She will get one more. The foul is on number 5, Latisha Walcott. And Nicole Gunderson, second free throw up and bounce around, no good. Rebound, New Steelhawk. She throws it up ahead of the court. And then throws it away. And then here comes Sandpoint. Wide open layup. She puts it up. And it is good. 2 points for Madison Thompson. 11-8. Sandpoint in favor. Early second quarter. 6:44 left to go before halftime. As New Steelhawk takes the ball. Top of the key. As they take it, a long three-pointer. And that is good. That's a long three-pointer right there for New Steelhawk. Tied the game, 11-11, 6:28 left to go in the first half. And there's a three-pointer for Sandpoint. No good. Rebound, Sandpoint. What a pass inside. No good. And there is a jump ball. And the ball possession area will go to New Steelhawk. Inbound to Margie Walcott. She passes back. And New Steelhawk brings the ball down the court. Dribbles right corner. Hand off to Patricia. Oh, there's a tip. There's a steal. She got room. Layup up and no good. Rebound. Justina up to fight for the ball. And they're fighting all over the court for the ball like a wrestling match. And it will be standpoint ball. Inside to Gunderson, shot up, no good. Rebound number 34. Dan Dega with 2 points, giving Sandpoint a 13-11 lead. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in the first half of play. New Seahawk Marjorie Walcott sets up the offense for the Eagles. And there's almost a steal right there. There's a corner, another three-pointer up. No good off the rim. Rebound, New Seahawk, and a foul. Foul on number 5, Nicole Gunderson. That's her first personal. New Seahawk will shoot 2. And that is Kira Kapanuk. First one, no good. She will get 1 more. Kira Kapanuk has 1 more free throw to go. That one up, and that one's no good. Or, excuse me, that one is good. And Sandpoint brings it up. Inside Sandpoint to Gunderson. Up shot, no good. Rebound, New Seahawk. As they go full head down the court. Watch out, there goes Justina. Oh, no, excuse me. Emily. And there's a shot. Justina for a three-pointer. And no good. And that is a timeout. 20-second timeout for New Seahawk. Again, the score is 13-12 in favor of Sandpoint. Second period, 4 minutes and 51 seconds left to go in the first half. And we will go to commercial break.
All righty, and we'll get a call from you in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Sonny on the line. And we'll give you a little bit of music and a break from our underwriting for just a moment.
We don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Shut the mic, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the world.
Alrighty, a quick little interlude and we bring you live. Back to Sonny Lamont.
Welcome back to the game. After the break, the score is 13-12, 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the first half. As New Seahawk gets a crack, 2 free throws. First one up is good, and that will tie the game at 13. And that is Marjorie Wall. Kira Kapanuk shooting 1 more for the Eagles. And the second one up is no good. Rebound, Sandpoint. And full-headed Steve is number 34, Danteza. Danteza inside to Gunderson. Gunderson puts up a shot, no good, off the rim. Rebound, shuffle for the ball. And it's going to be a jump ball. Going back possession to the New Seahawk. And New Seahawk to bring the ball down the court. And stolen by Sandpoint. As Justina drives up with a floater, and that is good by Justina. 15-13, Sandpoint up in front, 3:36 left to go in the first half of play. here at the Girls Regional Hallucin Chain Conference Tournament. Lucia Hawk with a three-pointer way downtown. Bounces up and good. That gives the New Skyhawk Eagles a 16-15 lead over your Sandpoint. 3:17 left to go with the first half play. And there's shot up, no good. Rebound, Gunderson, no good. Gunderson again. Gunderson up again, no good. Rebound, New Sku. Marjorie Walford, he throws away. Stealing, and there's a foul. And there's an injury. Could we take an injury timeout, please? Got a player down, Sandpoint, Justina. I'd like to go take an injury timeout, please. Yes? Yes? Yeah, it's Justina. She looked like she rolled her ankle. Actually, we won't go to break. Let's stay here. She's in severe pain. And they got health practitioners going out to check on her. You don't like to see this happen in a game, you know, in a close game like this. Kids earn the right to come here and play, and it's just unfortunate. We've had three injuries already today, this being the third one. You know, kids put their body on the line for a loose ball. And these things happen. And she's in a lot of pain. And that is Justina. And she is getting up, limping off the court. That's a good sign to see her walking. She walked off on her own power, so that's a good thing. And it's Sandpoint basketball. Sandpoint will take the ball out of bounds. That's Peyton Stroud. Peyton Stroud looks in over to Nicole Gunderson. Out to number, that's a three-pointer up and in and out. No good. Rebound, Lucia. And they're going left side of the court. As there's a wide open three for New Steelhawk, and that is over the rim. And rebound by New Stu to Margie Walcott. Margie Walcott out over in the corner as she works the ball over to number 15. There's a three pointer up and good. That's number 21, Margie Walcott. And here comes Sam Point with the basketball. The score is 19-15. New Skyhawk up by four, and there's 2 points up. No good. Rebound, New Skyhawk. And she takes the ball in control. New Skyhawk down the left side of the court. She goes to the right. There's another open shot, another three-pointer. And that one is good. And that one is good by number 21 again. New Skyhawk, 22, Sandpoint, 15. And Sandpoint sets up the offense. There's a drive, out kick. And there's Gunderson. Ball intended for Gunderson. Ball thrown away, recovered by New Skyhawk. New Skyhawk again. There's another three-pointer up and no good. Rebound by Sandpoint. That's Nicole Gunderson with the rebound. And Danteza brings the ball down. Pulls over right corner, wide open three, number five, no good. Rebound by number 34, Danteza, and she is fouled. 15-22, 1 minute and 16 seconds left to go in the first half, and Danteza will be shooting two. That personal foul is on Kira Kapotok. First free throw up and good. Bring the score 17-22. One more shot to go. Danteza, second free throw up. Nine, good. 17-22. New Skyhawk with the lead. 1:13 left to go in the first half of play. As New Skyhawk sets up the offense. As they swing the ball over the corner. out to Walcott. Walcott over to Margie Walcott. Back over, swing the ball to the right side. Fake shot, and then a shot over the rim. No good. Rebound Gunderson, or excuse me, Emily Voss. And there's the penalty at Sandpoint. We'll go to the free throw line. That is Emily Voss. She will get a 1-1. Fouls on number 23, Tamara Christopher. A 1-1 for Emily Voss. Free throw is up, and it is good. She will get one more. First one is up for Emily Voss, and it goes in. 22-18, 47 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Emily Voss, the second free throw up and no good. Rebound, Sandpoint of Gunderson, and she loses the ball to New Stiock, as New Stiock brings it up to the right front court. They pass over to Walcott. Walcott back to Walcott. She dribbles right. 30 seconds left to go. As they're playing, moving the ball. And there's a thought about it. Oh, inverted whistle. The referee thought the coach was calling that timeout. Referee thought the coach was called timeout when she was pointing to the other side, and that happens. And there's a three-pointer. No good. 2 seconds. 1 second, and the ball is thrown away. And that will do it for the first half with New Steelhawk 22, Sandpoint 18. We'll see you back after the intermission.
All right. Sonny, I had one question for you. Do we have another rookies game scheduled this evening?
I believe so. I think so. If I could I can find that out, and then when I go back on the air, I'll let you know.
Awesome, yeah, and if you're able to cover it, if we do end up with another game, it'd be much appreciated.
You know, I'm always ready to cover it. I'm there. This is cool.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. I'll talk with you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All righty, there you heard it. Believe the rookies have one more game tonight, and we'll squeeze out a little bit more long-distance coverage. Bring you that game after this. In the meantime, it is at the halfway mark in this current game. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles facing off against New Steelhawk. And we will give a shout out to our underwriters. Lest we forget our individual memberships and family memberships that show you support public radio, that you support community radio. It's very much appreciated. In addition, big thank you to the Illusions Eastboro and the city of Sandpoint. Here's some others.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at penair.com.
Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Wostak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wostak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Programming for KSDP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com. This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. Ooh, 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 ooh.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. These biggity boys are diggity dogs. I have them like Miley Cyrus clothes on, working in their bras and thongs.
Cut down an alder, I yelled timber. Pitbull with Kesha. Demi Lovato right there after our underwriters coming back to you live from New Haven, Sunny Lamont on KSDP.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of the play. Beginning the second half, 22-18 in favor of Mustafa Hawks. 7 minutes, 43 seconds left to go in the third period. And Mustafa Hawks brings the ball to Marjorie Walcott inside. Out to number 22, Mariah Blanca. Back to Walcott. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Sam Point. And that is Justina Hornet Santez, excuse me. And they throw the ball away. As Nishtiak brings the ball to court. Metron number 10, Kira Kapodak. Kapodak drives baseline. Shot is up by Kapodak, no good. Rebound, Sam Point. Nope, off. New Steelhawk at ball, Sam Point position. Sam Point with the inbound play. Sam Point, right baseline, and good to see Justina back in the game. And there's Gunderson up with a shot, no, and she reveled. Third quarter, 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. Score is New Stew 22, Sand Point 18. And there's New Stew with almost a turnover. And Justina and Dan Teza and Justina playing hard defense. Excuse me. New Stew top of the key. That's Walcott. Cross court over, wide open shot. That's a two-pointer. No good. And Sam Point will get possession. Dan Tezza with the basketball. Back to Justina. Justina dribbles up the top of the key. Back, that's a shot by number 10, Brittany Garner, and that is a three-pointer to bring the Sandpoint Eagles to within one, 22-21, 5 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the third period. At least you get the open wide corner shot, rebound by Gunderson. And timeout, Sandpoint Eagles. Again, the score, New Steelhawk 22, Sandpoint Eagles 21, 5 minutes, 18 seconds left to go in the third period. As Nicole Gunderson takes the ball out of bounds to Justina. Justina up two, back to Brittany Garner. To Justina. Justina over in the corner. To Brittany Garner. And stolen away by New Steelhawk. As they bring up the top of the key. Walcott on the steal, almost a steal. By. Oh, that is a forced turnover. By Brittany Garner, Sandpoint ball. There's Justina taking the ball out of bounds. She dribbles down the court. Justina takes a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound by Gunderson, no good. New Steelhawk gets the rebound as they push the ball right in front of me, upside the court, as she pivots and throws out to Walcott, to Margie Walcott. And she dribbles right. And there's a and New Steelhawk will keep possession. And as Margie Walcott picks off and she stops her dribble, they go back up top. Justina with the strip almost. There's a corner. Back out, back up to the top of the key. Inside, New Steelhawk, no good. Rebound, Gunderson. Back to Brittany Garner as she takes it all the way, coast to coast. Two points for Brittany Garner, and that brings Sandpoint in front by one, 23-22. 3 minutes and 32 seconds left to go in the third period. As number 21 for News 2 takes a three-pointer and hits. And that is Margie Walcott for three. And that brings New Steelhawk up by two, 25-23, 3 minutes, 15 seconds left to go. 15 inside to back out to number 10, Brittany Garner. She's no good. Rebound by Gunderson. And that is up and good. Sandpoint and New Steelhawk tied at 25, 3 minutes left to go in the third period as New Steelhawk brings the ball down the court. As New Steelhawk calls out a play. Right baseline, Margie Walcott inside to another Walcott. She had to throw it away to Justina, and there goes Justina full court all the way coast to coast, and she is fouled. Hard. She took a bad spill and she just gets right up. 2 points for just two free throws for Justina. Tie game, 2:36 left to go in the third period. First free throw up and good. That gives Sandpoint the lead, 26-25, 2 minutes and 36 seconds left to go in the third period. She will get one more. The second one for Justina is up and good. And New Steelhawk will call a timeout, full timeout. And once again, I'd like to welcome those listening in from Sandpoint and King Cove and the surrounding villages as you're tuning in to the girls' Aleutian Chain Conference Regional Tournament. As the score is 25-27, Sandpoint on top by two. And one thing I've noticed about this tournament is the hustle that most of the players are putting out there on the court, wearing their heart on their sleeve and going after loose balls and, you know, fighting for every possession. That's really good to see, the competitive side of it. And both teams are breaking the huddle, and it will be new Steelhawk possession as they're down by 2, 25-27. New Steelhawk inbounds over to Walcott. Walcott, number 5, is open for an open 3. That's no good. Rebound, Justina. As she goes blasting down the court. Oh, no. Two players hit the deck. And it looks like they're okay. Here comes full-board New Steelhawk. As Walcott takes the ball. As New Steelhawk takes a three-pointer, that's no good. That's short. Rebound, New Steelhawk number 5. And that's a foul on. What is that? Excuse me? And New Steelhawk with two free throws, excuse me. First one up and good. That brings the score 26-27. Sandpoint up by one. Second free throw up. And that one's no good, but she gets the ball back. And she kicks it over, bounce back, and they almost lose it out of bounds. And then they throw it away. And here's Sandpoint Gunderson with the ball to Justina. Justina loses it back to New Steelhawk. As they go back and forth here, Justina is playing great defense. And Justina gets the open ball, takes a free throw line shot up, no good. And here comes New Steelhawk. She's hoping for a shot, but she didn't take it. As Walcott sets up the offense for the Eagles. And there's number 10. She takes a baseline shot up and good. That gives New Steelhawk the early lead, or the lead, at, or excuse me, tie the game at, actually, my apologies, the score is 28-27. New Steelhawk up by one. Once again, I'd like to welcome those tuning in the King Cove and Sandpoint area and the surrounding villages. Glad you're here joining us tonight. Broadcast of the Aleutian Chain Conference Girls Regional Tournament, a game between the New Steelhawk Eagles and Sandpoint Eagles. As both teams break the huddle, we are beginning 1:09 left to go in the third quarter, 28-27. New Steel hanging on with a 1-point lead. Sandpoint ball. And checking into the game is Emily Voss. And Dan Teza got fouled as she passes over to Brittany Gardner. And that's a foul on New Steelhawk. Am I doing okay? That's Danteza. She takes the top of the key. Over to number 10. That's a three-pointer. That's long. And it will stay Sandpoint possession as she rebounded the ball and ended up stepping out of bounds. Sandpoint to inbound. Baseline to Danteza. Danteza back inside to Nicole Gunderson, and that is in there. She'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. 28-29. Sandpoint on top by 1:46 seconds left to go in the third period. As Gunderson shoots the first free throw, and it is good for a three-point play for Nicole Gunderson. Back comes New Steelhawk. As New Steelhawk measures, it's Walcott over the corner for a baseline shot by number 10. That is no good off the rim. Rebound Gunderson. Gunderson loses it. New Steelhawk with the possession off of the glass. No good rebound Gunderson again. There goes Dantezza as she steps out with the rebound. And Dantezza will set up the offense to Gardner. Gardner, nowhere to go with it. And it's a jump ball. It'll remain Sandpoint ball as the score is 30-28. Sandpoint up by 2 with 12.7 seconds left to go in the third quarter here. And that's number 5. Gardner is no good. Rebound, Mustafa. 7 seconds left to go in the game as Newstock pushes up for it. 2-1, shot is up, and that is the buzzer beater to tie the game at 30. And that is the end of the third quarter with the score is 30-all. Newstock and Sandpoint. And just to let you listeners know, we've got another game, broadcast a game next. Will be the King Cove Rookies taking on the Port Allsworth Lynx. And that game is following this game shortly right after, and we will broadcast that on air. And the girl referee just threw the ball at the male referee who's walking away, hit him in the butt. That's clown, you know, that's funny to see that kind of stuff, you know. Even the refs are having a little bit of fun. You know, what's a little fun, you know? But a great game brewing here. 30-30. Going on to the fourth quarter. And I'm going to take a drink of water because my throat is dry. Excuse me. And we are just about to begin the third period. All knotted up, 30-30. Your Sandpoint Eagles against the New Steelhawk Eagles. As New Steelhawk brings it right down the court, number 10 passes to number 5. She dribbles right, left, and a cross court pass to number 10. And she kicks the baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound, number 10, Gunderson, as she takes it all the way. Pass it back out. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, New Steelhawk, and there's a jump ball. After I'm done calling this game. Okay? Thanks, hon. Here we got New Steelhawk bringing the ball down the court to number 5. Number 10. Back to Margie Walcott. Number 10 again. Back to Walcott. As they set up there's an open shot. That's a three-pointer. It's up. No good. Rebound. New shot. That's Margie Walcott. There's a baseline shot, no good. Rebound, and there's a jump ball again. And that's going to be Sandpoint ball. Still knotted up at 30. 6 minutes and 44 seconds left to go. And end of the last quarter. As Sandpoint sets up the offense, at number 5. Nicole Gunderson. Over to Brittany Gardner, back to Dantezza. Dantezza over to Gardner. Gardner up, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Gunderson, back to Dantezza. Dantezza shot up, no good. Rebound, and that is a foul on Dantezza. That's a foul on Dantezza. As New Stratford brings the ball, we're all ended up at 30-30. And that is over and back. That is over and back, Sandpoint ball. Still 30-30, 6:09 left to go in the fourth period. As the ref decided she made a mistake and ended up giving it back to New Stuyok. As New Stuyok sets up the corner, and she thinks about a three and she turns it down back to number 20, Marjorie Walcott. As number 10 drives right, goes back to left. And around, up, corner shot, that's a three-pointer, is up, way off. Oh, and then the kick ball, New Steelhawk will stay in possession. Still knotted up at 30-35, minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. New Steelhawk, Eagles 30, Sandpoint, Eagles 30. As New Steelhawk inbounds the pass to Marjorie Walcott, inside to number 10. And she is up, and that is good. New Steelhawk up 32-30. 5 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in the game. And there's Gardner for a three-pointer. That's off. No good. There's number 10 for a wide-open three. That's no good. Rebound. Sandpoint. There's a jump ball. And it will stay. New Steelhawk will get possession. Here comes New Steelhawk. And they pass it up to number 5. She loses the ball. And there's a foul. And that's a foul on New Steelhawk. And we'll get the possession there. 32-30. New Steelhawk up by 2. 5 minutes and 6 seconds left to go in the game. As Sandpoint inbounds to Justina to Gardner. Gardner inside to Gunderson. Gunderson up and she is fouled. Madison Thompson, will get 2 free throws. First free throw up, and that is good. 31-32 in favor of New Steelhawk. She'll get one more to try and knot the game up at 32. Second free throw up, and that is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 32-32, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, and Justina stole the ball inside to Gardner. Over to Dan Kevin. Sandpoint takes the lead. 34-32, timeout, New Steelhawk, 22nd timeout, 4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go, 32-34 in favor of Sandpoint. Another good game going on. The last game was a thriller, a buzzer beater, which in Manicouagan beat Sandpoint. And another nail biter, 32-34, Sandpoint in the lead. 4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go. New Steelhawk ball. As New Steelhawk inbounds, to Marjorie Walcott. Walcott dribbles left, back right. Oh, it's blocked by Dan Tezar. Justina over to Gardner. Gardner is up. Up, back out to number 5. That's Gardner. No good. And New Steelhawk with the rebound. And there's a trap. Great defense being played on that court. Stolen up. Sandpoint up. That's Justina. 2 more points for Sandpoint. 36-32, 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to go in the game. As the Seahawks bring it up with Margie Walcott, as she throws the ball right base, left baseline, excuse me, as she dribbles up right baseline. And there's Margie Walcott. Margie Walcott setting up the offense for the Eagles. Over to number 10, back to Margie Walcott. She throws it up, no good. Rebound, Sand Point to Gunderson. Gunderson throws it to Justina. Justina over the corner to Gunderson. Back to Justina. Good teamwork, and that is another 2 points for Justina, giving Sand Point a 38-32 lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the fourth period. And that was great passing and great teamwork by Justina and Gunderson, Nicole Gunderson. Again, the score is Sand Point 38, East Studio Hawk 32. We're in the fourth period. The winner of this game will meet the winner of next game. I think, or excuse me, yeah, my apologies. The winner, okay, I'm mixed up. Sorry about that. The winner of this game will meet the winner of the loser of tomorrow's game. Or no, the winner of this game will meet the loser of tomorrow's game. Okay, I'm all mixed up. My apologies. I don't have the bracket in front of me, but by the way, this is a good game. Sand Point 38, New Steelhawk 32. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in regulation. As it is New Steelhawk possession. As they inbound the basketball. And she throws it in. As New Steelhawk sets up the offense. And a good passing going on by both sides. And that's number 10. And she's getting trapped and she's getting a jump ball. White ball. As New Steelhawk sets up their offense, looking inside and out, as she dribbles the block top left, back over to the top right, and she takes a shot, and that is good. 34-38 in favor of Sand Point. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left to go in the game, as Justina takes about a three inside, good pass to Dan Teza. Giving the Eagles a 40-34, a Sand Point Eagles, that is, a 40-34 lead over the New Steelhawk Eagles. 2 minutes and 26 seconds left to go. And Justina with the steal. There goes Gunderson. Inside, another pass, and missed the layup. I mean, excuse me, that was Gardner that went for the layup. As New Steelhawk shoots a three-pointer. That is no good. Rebound, Sand Point. As there goes Justina, the speedy, all the way coast to coast. No good, but rebound by Sand Point. No, that's no good. And Lucy gets the ball back as the ball goes and gets thrown away again to Dan Teza. Dan Teza takes the ball. Inside to Gunderson, another open shot. No good. Rebound Gunderson. Up, and that is good. 42-34 Sand Point. Lady Eagles up on the New Steelhawk Eagles with 1 minute and 32 seconds left to go in the game. There's New Steelhawk shot, corner, no good. Rebound, Sand Point. And here comes Dan Teza. Dan Teza dribbles, pass to Justina. Justina dribbles, takes, attacks the basket. What a good pass over, no good. And here comes New Steelhawk. As she loses the ball, and that's going to be a foul on Dan Teza. Here comes New Steelhawk. Left corner. Top of the key is Walcott. Walcott passes over. That's almost a steal by Gardner. Brittany Gardner with a deflection out of bounds. 45 seconds left to go. 42-34. 10-point Lady Eagles on top. As Moustou goes inside, and got it stolen. Justina's going down the court. Justina shot. And she ended up traveling. 38.6 seconds left to go. Standpoint, Lady Eagles, 42. New Steelhawks, Lady Eagles, 34. Here we go. Standpoint gets the inbound pass. Gunderson passes over to Justina. Justina, give and go. Justina all the way to the bucket. And that is two more, giving Sandpoint a 44-34 lead with 20 seconds left to go in regulation. And New Stew, number 10, drives up no good. And they take a three on the right corner, and that is good. And that looked like it's going to be it. And New Stew throws it up no good, and that will do it. Sandpoint Lady Eagles winning this one 44-37 over the New Steelhawk Eagles. A good game. And again, like I said, please tune in for the next game. We will have the King Cove rookies taking on the Port Allsworth Lynx. That'll be coming to you in about 15 minutes.